Gemara Masechta Ksubis, Daf Zion Amud Beis, teaches us Tana Rabbanim Mevarkim, Birchas Chsanim, Basara. If we have 10 people, we say the Birchas Hasanim, the Birchas Sheva Brachas, Kol Shiva Yomim. All 7 days of the Sheva Brachas. And as we begin learning the halachas of Sheva Brachas, the question that obviously comes up is, when do the Sheva Brachas begin and when do the Sheva Brachas end? We look in the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer, Simen Samach Bei Siv Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says, At Kama Varchim Bracha Zu, how long is this bracha recited? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Haya Alman Shanasa Almana, if it was an almond marrying almana, the bracha is recited only one day. But if a bracha married an almana, then the bracha is recited for all shivas yimei mishta. And says the Rama, when do the Sheva brachas begin? Maschilim miyad l'acha zayin bracha shabir v'rishoina. They begin immediately after the brachas that are recited v'rishoina. The mefarshim all explain that what the Rama is coming to teach us is that the Sheva brachas, the 7 days, begin from the chuppah. And therefore, even if the chuppah took place by day and the wedding suda took place in the evening, the Sheva Brachas, the 7 days, the Zayin Yomim, begin from the day of the chuppah. And this is the opinion of almost all Paiskim. This is the opinion of almost all Paiskim that allow that that's when the 7 days begin. In fact, the Rabbi Avadya Yosef in the Shalos Tshuvos Yabia Omer Chelik Zion brings a very nice raya. In one of our previous Shiurim, we discussed getting married on Erev Shabbos and having the Suda of the wedding at Friday night. And one of the issues he raises is, as the Gemara in Masechta Maakotin discusses the concept of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So the question is, how can we make a wedding at that time on Friday afternoon, and the Suda will be Shabbos Friday night? Why don't we have here a concern of Ma'im of Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? The answer is, however, that there is no problem of Ma'im of Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, because now that we're established that the wedding is really beginning from when the chuppah takes place, and if the chuppah took place on Friday afternoon, that's when it's considered that the wedding has begun. So Friday afternoon is not Shabbos, and we don't have a problem Eim Arvin B'Simcha B'Simcha. And therefore, it's quite universal that all Paiskim of the opinion that we begin the wedding, that it starts from Friday afternoon. Rav Avadya Yosef goes one step further, also an issue that we've discussed in a previous year. The Machloikis Rishonim, exactly what is considered the Chuppah. Is the Chuppah the Yichud that takes place between the Chosin and Kala? Is the Chuppah the Yichud that takes place between the Chosin and Kala? Or is the Chuppah the actual standing under the Chuppah? Most Rishonim paskin that the Chuppah is the standing under the chuppah. But as the opinion of the Rambam that the chuppah is the yichud. So Rav Adi Yosef says, what would be the halacha where the chuppah took place by day, but the yichud already took place at night? And if the Rambam paskins that it's not considered a chup, it's not considered that they're married until they actually have yichud, would that mean that there is that we only start counting the 7 days from the night? So he says, even the Rambam, who says that we don't consider them married until they actually have a chuppah, and the yichud was at night, that doesn't change the halacha that we're discussing here, that when it comes to counting the 7 days, we begin counting the 7 days from the day of the chuppah, and even if the chuppah and the yichud were not at the same time, the chuppah is when we start counting the 7 days. But typically, the question that's asked is not when to start counting the 7 days, but rather the question that's discussed by many is when to end counting the 7 days. How are they counted? There are actually three different opinions in the Paiskim. One opinion is, as we find in many areas of halacha, there's a concept of mitzvah sayyam kekulay. And once the seventh day begins, that's already considered the seventh day. We find such a concept by Avelis, that we know as soon as the morning of the seventh day comes, that's when they could get the Avelim, Rachman Tzlan, could get up from their Shiva. There is another opinion that says that we count the entire seventh day until the night comes. It's considered during the 7 days. And then there's a third opinion that says we actually count me'es la'es. We count from when the chuppah took place 7 24-hour periods to count the 7 days. Actually, the one that discusses this halacha is the Ginnis Faradim. And the Ginnis Faradim paskins that we count till the end of 7 days. There is no concept of mixes hayoyim kikulay. And he says, actually, from where does he take it? He says, we just discussed the concept of eim arvin simcha b'simcha. And the Gemara says, the Gemara Yushalmi Masechta Moed Katan says, that how do we know indeed that eim arvin simcha b'simcha? So he says, we know it from Yaakov and Lavan, where Lavan says to Yaakov after he tricked him and gave him Leah instead of Rachel, he said, Malei Shavua Zois. Malei Shavua Zois. So from here we see that the Shavua, the entire week, has to end, and only after the entire week ends, then and only then do we begin. Then that's when the 7 days are over. Another raya is a Gemara that we learned in our Masechta, the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Hay Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanya, Rabnei Ma Amru Almana Nisus B'Chamishi. Why did Chazal teach us that Almana should get married on Thursday? For Nevelus B'Shishi, the Bila should take place Thursday night, which is already Friday. Says the Gemara Shema'ata, Oyma Tivu B'Chamishi, because it will say the Bila takes place on Thursday still. L'macha Mashka Mashkim L'mnasoi, the next morning the Chasim will get up for Chaylech Loi and go to work. Shaptu Chachama to Karnas B'nai Yisrael. Chazal were concerned about the Jewish girls. She Sameichim Al Gimel Yomim, that he should be together with his Kala for 3 days. Chamishi B'Shabbos for Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos. So just like we see, says the Ginnis Faradim, that when we speak about a Be'ula, the 3 days are 3 full days. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So too, by a Besula that gets 7 days, it's a full 7 days. However, there's an obvious question. Because even though we're having now a discussion how we count the end of the 7 days, it's quite clear that when it comes to counting the beginning of the 7 days, we count the day of the chuppah, as we discussed earlier in the shiur, as the first of the 7 days. Even though, in most situations, the chuppah takes place towards the end of the day. If the chuppah is only going to take place at the end of the day, so then we should probably not, we should, why is that counted as day, why is that counted as day one? So the answer he gives is very simple. You certainly can't begin counting before the chuppah. The chuppah is a very clear milestone from when to begin counting. And therefore, since the chuppah is a very clear milestone, that makes it day one, no matter when it starts. In general, the Paiskim say, the fact that we say this concept of Mixas Hayom Kekuloi by Avelus does not necessarily have bearing on what the halacha is by Sheva Brachas, because since we know by Avelus the halacha is that Hilchasa Kamekel by Avel, we always follow the more lenient approach by Avel. So by Avelus, that's why we're lenient that we say Mixas Hayom Kekuloi. That isn't necessarily a concept that will apply to other halachas. The question on that is that we find that the question that is that we find by Naziris, where the halacha is, as we know, it says it in many different places in Shas, that Stam Naziris Shloishim Yom, your average Naziris is 30 days. And even though it says your average Naziris is 30 days, the halacha is that they're counted, we say Mixas Hayom Kekuloi. But according to what we just said, Mixas Hayom Kekuloi is only applied by, according to what we just said, Mixas Hayom Kekuloi is only applied by Avelus. The answer gives the Ber Yitzchak is because by Avelus, there's a special pasuk that teach, by Naziris, I'm sorry, there's a special pasuk that teaches us that day 30 we could say Mixas Hayom Kekuloi, because the Gemara teaches us B'yoyim Melois. So clearly, based on what we've just learned, we don't apply the concept of Mixas Hayom Kekuloi by Sheva Brachas. The question, however, is if we don't apply the concept a Mixas Hayom Kekuloi by Sheva Brachas, the question that does come up, so when do the 7 days end? Do the seven days end at the end of the seventh day, even though it isn't 24-hour periods? Or does it end at the end of the day seven, even though it isn't yet 7 24-hour periods? So the Pesach Tshuva here in Sifkatan Yudbeis sort of addresses this issue, and he says a very bechiddush. He says that we don't say Tachnun. Let's say we have a chasen, and it's already day 8. We have a chasen and shul, and it's already day 8, but it isn't yet 7 24-hour periods have not passed. Says the Pesachei Tshuva that we don't say Tachnun. He's still considered a chasen, a very big chiddush. However, all the Paiskim say that even if we're going to take that approach, even if we're going to accept that opinion, that's only regarding Tachnun. But to go say Sheva Brachas and have a question of a brachal of Atala, certainly we have no right to do so, and therefore it's almost the opinion of all Paiskim that we don't say Sheva Brachas after the seventh day is over, even though seven 24-hour periods have not concluded. However, the question that does come up, and this is a question that comes up quite often, is what is the halacha if we started Sheva Brachos on day seven, but by the time the meal is over, it's already day eight, it's already night. Can we still say Sheva Brachos? And the basis of this question is based on a common halacha that's well known, that if somebody begins a meal on Shabbos, somebody begins his meal Shalosh Shudos, the halacha is that even though he hasn't completed the Shalosh Shudos meal and it's already Matzoi Shabbos, when he benches, he still says Ritzei. And so too is the halacha on Yontif, and so too is the halacha on Rosh Chodesh. So we see that we follow the beginning of the meal. So here too, perhaps if we began the meal by day, even though we haven't concluded the meal until night, when it's already day eight, it's no longer day seven, maybe the halacha ought to be that we could still recite Sheva Brachos. So the Poskim all, and I saw even Poskim who typically have a more lenient approach in these issues, a machmer. The Satmar Rebbe in the Shalos Atshuvos Divrei Yoel says that you can't do this. And the difference they explain is as follows. When we add Ritzei, or we add Yalav V'Yavoi to a benching, they become part of the Nusach of the Birchas Hamazon. Ritzei is part of the Nusach of the Birchas Hamazon. Yalav V'Yavoi is part of the Nusach of Birchas Hamazon. And therefore, in those situations, since that became the Nusach of the Birchas Hamazon, that Nusach can be continued even if it's after the Shabbos or Yontif or Rosh Chodesh are over. Sheva Brachos are not part of the actual Birchas Hamazon. Sheva Brachos are added to the Birchas Hamazon, and we have no right to add them to the Birchas Hamazon if it's not during the 7 days anymore. So I did see that there are poskim that suggest that what should be done is if we see it, the night is coming and we haven't recited Sheva Brachos, and as we're learning now, if you haven't recited Sheva Brachos by then, it's going to be too late. So middle of the meal, stop the meal and have the Sheva Brachos recited, and then continue your meal and bench after the meal. That would not be acceptable either, say the Poskim, because Sheva Brachos were said, this is almost a steer to what we said a moment ago, Sheva Brachos were meant to be said together with the Suda, together with Birchas Hamazon. You can't just say Sheva Brachos without Birchas Hamazon. So it's very interesting. On one hand, the Poskim say that the Sheva Brachos are not really considered part of the Birchas Hamazon. And that's why the halacha of a Sheva Brachos is different than by Shabbos and Yontif and Rosh Chodesh. On the other hand, the Sheva Brachos are very connected to the Birchas Hamazon. And that's why the halacha is that if one recited, then one cannot recite Birchas Hamazon, one cannot recite Sheva Brachos without reciting Birchas Hamazon. However, there is one situation that I did see that some Poskim, not all, some Poskim want to be lenient with. Let's say Shabbos is the last day of the Sheva Brachos, and we now have Shalosh Shudos, and Shalosh Shudos has extended into Matzoi Shabbos. So, as we just said, the halacha is that even if the Shalosh Shudos meal extends into the time of Matzoi Shabbos, the halacha is one may still say Ritzei. So now the question is, I'm saying Berachas Hamazon. I'm saying Ritzei, so obviously this meal is connected to Shabbos, otherwise I wouldn't be able to say Ritzei. And Shabbos was still during one of those 7 days. There, can we still say Sheva Brachas, even though it's already Matzoi Shabbos, which is the 8th day? I did see that Rav Vosner wants to try to be perhaps lenient and allowing Sheva Brachas to be said. Perhaps we could also include, even though we said that it's not accepted in halacha, that if it's before 7 24-hour periods are over, we also have that opinion that as long as the 7 24-hour periods aren't over, the Sheva Brachas are not considered over. So we combine all of these opinions. There are Paiskim that are Mekel. I did see, however, Rav Avadya Yosef in the Shalos HaTshuvos Yabia Oimer Chelek Hei Simen Zayin Ois Beis completely disagreeing and taking a strict approach and saying if the 7 days are over, no matter what the circumstances are, Sheva Brachos may not be recited. So now the question is, until when is that considered the 7th day? So Rav Moshe writes that one, and I would presume that the halacha is different in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, because we know night comes much quicker in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz La'aretz. So in Chutz La'aretz, Rav Moshe is very makel, and he says up to 40 minutes after the Shkia, we could still say Sheva Brachos. Rav Avadya Yosef in that tshuva says that no, once the Shkia comes, we can no longer say the Sheva Brachos. And I saw that the Sefer Yisrael Vazmanim even quotes the Satmar Rebbe, who was always a big proponent of the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Even the Satmar Rebbe said that L'chatchila we should always try to make sure to say those Sheva Brachos on the last day before Shkiah.